You don't have a personal brand, you have a posting schedule. Everyone has a personal brand now, or at least everyone thinks they do. The founder posting daily on LinkedIn, the consultant with the newsletter, the coach who has built a following on Instagram by sharing their morning routine and their opinions about mindset. They are all building their personal brand, they will tell you, and they are not wrong that they are building something, they are just wrong about what it is. What most people call a personal brand is a content channel, a posting schedule, an aesthetic, a frequency, a presence on a platform that someone else owns, governed by an algorithm someone else controls, reaching an audience that can be taken away the moment the platform changes its rules, its reach, or its existence. A content channel is a real and useful thing. It is just not a brand. What a real personal brand actually is. A personal brand is not defined by how often you post. It is defined by what you stand for, who you stand for it with, and what someone loses if you disappear. Those three things, positioning, audience specificity, and irreplaceability, are what separate a brand from a channel. And most people who are working extremely hard on their visibility have never asked any of those questions. The brands that work, whether they belong to a person or a company, share the same structural qualities. Each one occupies a specific position in a specific conversation that no one else holds in the same way, with a defined audience that feels seen and understood, not just entertained. And they have accumulated enough consistent behavior over enough time that removing them from the conversation would leave a gap that nobody else could fill. That last part is the real test. Not how many followers someone has, not how much engagement their content gets, whether their absence would be felt and by whom. A content channel going dark is inconvenient. A brand going dark leaves a void. Most people are building channels and calling them brands, and the difference is invisible until the moment it matters, which is when they try to turn the following into a business and discover the audience was never theirs to convert. Think about the last 10 people you followed on LinkedIn because their content was interesting. How many of them could you describe in a sentence? How many have a point of view so specific and so consistently expressed that you would recognize it without seeing their face? How many would leave a gap that nobody else could fill if they disappeared tomorrow? That sense of irreplaceability, that specific absence nobody else could fill, is the brand. Most people are building visibility instead. The visibility trap. The reason this confusion persists is that visibility and brand equity feel the same in the short term. Both produce followers, both produce likes. Both produce the sense that something is working and that the effort is paying off, and both feel indistinguishable until the moment you try to convert either into something real. The difference only becomes apparent when you try to convert the visibility into something, a client, a product, a business, a premium price point, and discover that the audience you built will consume your content but not pay for your expertise because they never understood what your expertise actually was. This is the visibility trap. You optimize for reach and discovery, which means you optimize for content that is broadly relatable, broadly entertaining, and broadly shareable. And broadly relatable content, by definition, cannot make a specific, differentiated claim about who you are and who you are for. Optimizing for visibility means optimizing for content that is broadly relatable. The less specific you are, the more the audience grows, but the shallower it gets. You end up with tens of thousands of followers who would not pay you $500 for anything because they followed you for content, not conviction. In 2026, the biggest differentiator is your mind, how you think explain, and create solutions. That is true. The problem is that most people are using their platforms to share content that shows they have a mind without ever making a specific enough claim about what that mind is for. The platform is not the brand. Here is the structural problem that nobody talks about loudly enough. Every platform a personal brand is built on is rented land. LinkedIn can change its algorithm. Instagram already has, repeatedly, and will again. TikTok's future in the United States remains legally and politically contested. Substack could pivot. Podcasting platforms could consolidate. Every piece of reach, every follower count, every engagement metric that someone is using as evidence that their personal brand is working is sitting on infrastructure they do not own and cannot control. Traditional platforms like LinkedIn and Instagram show declining reach and engagement. Creators are questioning where to invest their time and energy and how sustainable platform-led visibility is. Sustainable visibility only exists when the platform is a vehicle for a brand that lives independently of it. Creators and personal brands that survive every algorithm change are the ones whose audience follows them because of what they stand for, not because the platform kept surfacing their content. They move to a new platform and their audience follows them there because the relationship was never with the platform, it was with the idea. That is the test. If your platform disappeared tomorrow, would your audience find you somewhere else? Would they go looking? If the honest answer is probably not, you have built a channel, not a brand. What building an actual personal brand looks like? A real personal brand starts before any content gets made. It starts with the same questions any product brand has to answer. What specific problem do I solve? For what specific person? In a way that nobody else does? What is the point of view I hold about my field that is specific enough to make some people uncomfortable? What would I have to say or refuse to say to earn the trust of exactly the right audience and nobody else? Those questions are uncomfortable because answering them requires specificity. And specificity means exclusion. Every time you make your positioning more specific, you narrow the potential audience. The founder who helps B2B SaaS companies with their go-to-market strategy has a smaller potential audience than the founder who posts broadly about entrepreneurship and mindset. They also have a cleaner path to revenue, stronger word of mouth, higher conversion rates, and a brand that means something to the people it is for. A personal brand also requires consistency across time, not just across platforms. Not consistency of posting frequency, consistency of perspective. The same core conviction expressed in 100 different ways over a long period of time until it becomes the thing you are known for before you even open your mouth. That is how brand equity accumulates. Not through followers, not through reach, not through the dopamine of a post that performed well, but through repeated recognition of a specific idea that only you are expressing in the specific way that you express it. The difference that matters. Content channels grow, brands compound. Content channels get bigger when you post more and shrink when you stop. Brands build equity that outlasts any individual piece of content, any individual platform, any individual algorithm. Content channels are delivery mechanisms. What you are delivering is the brand. Most people are working extremely hard on the delivery mechanism and have never figured out what they are delivering. If you are posting every day and growing your following and getting engagement, and none of it is converting into the business you want, this is why. Content is not the problem. Absence of a brand underneath it is the problem. You cannot optimize your way into a brand. You have to build one. You do not need a better posting schedule. You need a brand. If you are ready to build one, you know where to find me. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.